beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Pretty girls love trap music.
Niggas like it too, though.
Okay. So what's up? We here.
We here. Back. What's good? Just us today.
Just us today, like it should be.
Kilo, like, you want to guess? I'm like, nah. We gonna hold it down.
Yeah. And I did ask him. I was like, should we have a guest for this?
This is my baby.
Nope.
It's gonna be us today.
Just us. So yeah, we cool. All right, today we're talking about, well, today's episode is entitled Mean Girls. So I'm going to tell you right quick, I know the title probably is scaring a lot of niggas off.
But scared me off.
You know what I mean? But we're talking about, if you think about the movie Mean Girls, we're talking about popularity, social cliques, the hype, you know, what niggas do to get there, the fakeness about it, all that stuff, you know, wrapped into when we're going to expose some people.
Word.
All right, let's hop in the show. KSA.
What you got?
Know your ministry and stick to it, okay? It's a lot of people hopping on waves and, you know, everything. Something's working for somebody else, so let me hop on that and see if I can do it. Let me see if I can make money off of that, too. Let me see if I can, you know, be popping off of that, too. No, you can't, because you're not the originator. And even if you did try to do it better than whoever the originator was, you can't. You just can't. That's not for you. That's not your ministry. Find your ministry. Find whatever works for you. And freak it. Do whatever you gotta do. You can't do hair, little baby girl. So don't do hair. Holy stop shit. Posting these hair photos. And, you know, we can still see the net. It just looks a mess. You
slaying
can't.
Slaying wigs and shit.
You're not slaying wigs. Let that girl who did that, you know, who's doing it well, let her do it. You cannot cut hair, my nigga. Like, are you serious right now? Look at these hairlines that you posting. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself. I don't want to buy your clothes. That's not your ministry. You know what I mean? You don't look good. You shouldn't model. Please put some clothes back on and post some regular Instagram photos. Find your ministry and stick to it, whatever that may be. I know it takes us some time, maybe some longer than others. But, you know, just make sure you go on a journey and really find yourself.
Came out firing today.
Yeah, and really pew, 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 pew. That doesn't work for you, okay?
Oh, shit.
All right, that has been your KSA. Know your ministry and stick to that. Bump or dump?
What's up?
Man.
Some heat dropped.
Go ahead, Trill. What kind of heat dropped?
Well, yeah, we had Chains.
Mm-hmm.
Bump.
Pretty girls love trap music.
Bump. Young Thug. I'm going to say Bump. I haven't even really had to. It's so much shit dropped. I haven't really been able to digest it all.
Absolutely.
But I'll go with Bump for Chains and Thugger.
Did you see the huge thing that he did with the trap house and all that stuff with the nail salon and stuff?
Nah.
2 Chainz. Really?
I didn't.
So he had a whole, I can't pull it up now, but he had like a whole Pretty Girls Love Trap Music themed nail salon opening. I'm thinking this is where he dropped the record too. I guess like a listening party, but it was like a pedicure station. Girls are getting their nails done or whatever. He had like different nail color schemes by the song. So like blue cheese, he had like blue nail designs and stuff. It was really cute.
That's hard.
Yeah, and catered to the women. So
shout out to Chains, man.
Shout out to 2 Chainz. What's your favorite song on there?
I'm gonna have to go Riverdale.
Okay, we can get with that. I think I like Rolls Royce.
Okay.
I think I like Rolls Royce. I think I like, I really like Blue Cheese a lot. I like, It's a Vibe. Okay, so I guess I like the album.
I like Door Swinging too.
Mm-hmm.
Pool and Poor Fool.
So what do you think about Realize? Everybody's saying that Nicki Minaj's joint was, her verse was a no.
I feel like everything Nicki is doing lately is a no. Even
really?
If it's good, it might still be a no.
Okay.
I don't know.
You know what? And I understand what you mean by that.
Yeah.
I think her verse was all right, but she could have left off that ether stuff. That kind of made it a whole no. Like, yeah. It would have been all right if you just would have found something else to talk about.
Yeah.
I
don't know. She's just in, like, a weird place right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's about to lose this her award thing on the BET this weekend. I feel like she's not going to get it this year. And I feel like that's when everything's really going
to... It's going to crash and
burn.
That's
when she's going to hit rock bottom.
She's really going to... Because if she doesn't win that...
Because that's been her thing. Oh, I won it 10 years in a row.
Right.
How many years in a row? But
right.
This might be it for her. But we'll see, because we'll definitely be talking about it next week.
We will be witnessing Nicki's crash. Young Thug, Beautiful Thugger Girls. You said Bump?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to give it another listen.
Okay, that's fair.
Cause it's a no for me. Look at my friend Nene FaceTiming me. Nene, I am recording for the podcast, girl. Tell him hey.
Hey.
That's all you want to say?
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say because I just interrupted and I didn't know.
Okay.
What
y'all
talking about?
Hey, Nene.
Today's episode is entitled Mean Girls. Trill, say hey.
What's up?
Hey,
what's up?
Nene's probably our number one supporter.
We love Nene.
All right, Nene. Bye. Love you.
Bye, Nene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Beautiful Thugger Girls. I don't know. I'm going to have to give it a second spin.
All right, fair.
The first spin, I don't know. It was just a whole lot of, but that's what thug is. So, I mean.
Only Drake can make that nigga articulate.
Right. And I was waiting for the articulation. He did a little bit on some of the records, but he didn't really do a whole lot. Her dropped volume 2. Did you hear that?
Nah.
Why? You should listen to Girl Records. I feel like you are trying to be sexist with the music.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like if some Beyonce would have dropped, I'd probably listen to that.
Oh, good for you. Okay, I'll let you pass. But her volume 2 was very, it was awesome. It was just...
I've been seeing a lot of good reviews for that.
I really like it. Like, I feel like she sings about what, you know, girls go through. And it was a very diverse topic or array of things about dating and things of that nature. Like, she has this one song entitled, what is it? I don't know what it's called, but she's talking about on it. She's talking about, I don't like you like that, so please leave me the heck alone. Basically, that's what she's saying. Like, you trying too hard. I don't love you. You can't make me love you if I don't. What the heck is that called? I won't. It's probably called I won't. Yeah. So I was just like, yeah, girl, talk that stuff because you know niggas really do be trying the most, getting their feelings and stuff. Anyway, that's a whole nother different. That's a Kia say. All right. So we're gonna say bump to all three of these. Bump, bump, bump.
Well, you said you don't know about Young Thug, though.
Oh, yeah. Trilla saying bump about Young Thug. I mean, if you're a Young Thug fan, this is a great, it's a great project. I'm just not with all the... I don't know.
I feel you.
Yeah. Moving on to No Shade. So, people already saw this, but T.I. and Tiny was seen out looking real cozy at an after party. I believe after party for the birthday bash. Don't quote me on that. They was at the Arif Lounge in Atlanta, dressed in matching outfits and everything. And so the picture had kind of went up as far as people was posting it, saying like Tiny had the look on her face like, yeah, y'all thought this nigga was going somewhere and he ain't going nowhere. And that's what it looks like, girl. But I don't know, girl. You sure about this? Like, I don't know. I understand the whole family thing, but
yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised. Bossip is saying they wouldn't be surprised if a whole new season of Family Hustle came up with renewed vows and, you know, people making up and apologies and stuff. Like,
true.
Yeah, so there's that. Jennifer Lopez, this is a real quick story because I really don't care. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, if you've been not underneath a rock, you've been seeing them coupled up together. They went on a romantic vacation to Paris. And they look like they're having a good time. We already know that J-Lo is not very successful with relationships.
Damn.
In the least bit. So I hope that this works. I really want to know what the problem is. If she is the problem, I want to know if she's the problem.
She's
in all her relationships.
A lot of niggas.
She's been with a lot of niggas. What's the problem? And I don't like to say girls can't keep men, because I just think that's problematic to say, because it really might be all these niggas. Alright Bow Wow is pissed off. Who cares? But obviously we do. We're talking about it, okay? He's big mad at the Jermaine Dupri summer tour. He's actually on the So-So summer tour. And he's saying that he hasn't been compensated for his work. And niggas got 4 days to run him his money. So he posted it on...
Or what, Bow Wow? What are you... Oh, please. I definitely would pay that nigga now. I definitely would pay Bow Wow now.
Oh, my gosh.
Bro, you're not getting your money now.
Now, right.
Fight me. Make Bow Wow fight me.
Come on. Show me.
He was that nigga to small claims court.
So he posted on Instagram. He said, quote, worst tour ever. If it wasn't for the rap game, kids and the fans and Jermaine, I would have been off this shh. Don't get texting me. Don't go texting me either. Y'all got 4 days to run it. End quote.
Niggas probably were laughing. In the office laughing at this nigga.
And he also made sure to say Jermaine is not the problem. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So he's talking to some old white guys.
He's talking to the promoters and the people that, you know, put the show on. I'm sure Jermaine didn't have a big hand in that. He's just getting cut. You know what I mean? Okay, bye-bye.
They say I got 4 days.
Jay-Z is officially changing his name to Jay-Z. So Jigga, aka Hov, aka Sean Carter, aka baby daddy of three now, aka Beyonce's husband, aka Solange's opponent.
Oh shit.
is changing his name to Jay-Z. So I don't know. So but the nigga has said that he wants to be addressed now. J in all caps, hyphen, and then a capital Z.
You got it, Hov.
You got it, Hov.
Yes, sir.
So that's what he's doing. And he's also dropping an album on June the 30th. I'm sure everybody knows that, not just the J fans. It's called 444. My boyfriend was like, well, I wonder where he got 444 from. Everybody knows, if you are a Beyonce fan, that that his birthday is December the 4th. Her birthday is September the 4th. They got married on the 4th of some month. I don't know what month that was, but I should know. So that's where the 444 is coming from. I can only imagine what he's going to be talking about on this album.
Me neither, but I'm ready for it.
Great things. And congratulations to them. They gave birth to twins, okay? All right. Rest in peace to Prodigy.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, rap legend Prodigy of Mobb Deep has passed away at the age of 42.
Damn.
He's actually been battling sickle cell anemia.
Oh, okay.
Since he was born. His publicist released an official statement to XXL saying, quote, it is with extreme sadness and disbelief. Come on, boss up. How you just gonna pop up an ad right in? Niggas rude. Quote, it is with extreme sadness and disbelief that we confirm the death of our dear friend Albert Johnson, better known to millions of fans as Prodigy of legendary NY rap duo Mobb Deep. Okay, and then she went on to say some other things as well. But of course, they do want you to respect the family's privacy. You got it. So yeah, rest in peace to them. Okay, that has been your No Shade Messy Gossip session. What are the moves for this weekend? Oh, can we recap last week's moves?
Yeah, Saturday.
We had a good time.
Shout out to Jonathan. Shout out to everybody who did that.
Yes. What happened to R&B? That was really whole vibe. Like, me and Vic was just talking about it for like a good 10 minutes straight. Yeah. And niggas just had a good time. Shout out to my friends. We were the life of the party.
They were.
If you was there, I was the girl with the hot pink dress on. And then the other girls that was around me, Kanisha with light skin with the curly hair, and then Nene, the box braids, thick and luscious. Okay, so we had a good time. That's all I gotta say, my nigga. You was off the air just singing the praises and everything. Come on.
Oh yeah, no, the shit was lit though. The DJ,
yes,
the shit was lit. It was just a good event.
Mm-hmm.
And ready for another one.
Word has it that it might be another one before the summer is over.
Word on the street. Word.
Mm-hmm. I will be grabbing my boyfriend because I definitely want. I was mad leaving that joint. Like,
and you definitely. No, I mean, if you got somebody, that's the place to take them to, because mm-hmm. they played all the songs.
It was pretty lit.
Yeah.
And I think people had the idea that it was going to be like chill because it was R&B, but R&B is not always chill.
Yeah.
R&B be lit sometimes. They was playing Usher. You don't have to come. Yeah. Hey.
It was lit, man.
Yeah.
Had the drinks. Had the Henny.
You was there.
I know. I gotta know where you getting to. Yeah, I was there. Yes, I was there. I was there. What's up, man?
Nigga said, I know where you getting to. Okay, yeah, you was there. You saw me.
You're childish.
We saw each other.
You're childish.
Who you going with? Who you going with?
Little young lady. Little fine little young lady.
Yeah, somebody was like, okay, Trill, don't be Vic, don't be with the, he be with legit joints.
Yeah, I don't yeah, you know,
I'm like, yeah,
you I'm stepping out and I'm pulling up, you already know
she's gonna be legit.
Yeah,
yeah. So shout out to Trill. I say a lot of things about my friend to his face, like he's trash, you know. I'll be playing sometimes or whatever and all that stuff, but I would never say he can't pull no baddies. He pulls the tings now.
Appreciate that,
no problem.
Moving along.
Salute the moves. What's let's up go.
Oh, we don't do that anymore, remember?
Oh, we don't do that anymore. We do do that, but
oh yeah, for a small fee,
right?
And we will, you know, if you have moves and stuff that you want us to, because I know a lot of good moves coming up, so if you got moves that you want us to talk about, promote for you, let us know, and we'll talk about them, and we'll talk about, you know, what we want from you.
Just like Jonathan just did when he was here talking about the R&B party.
We pulled up. We was on the list. We was good to go.
We made the party live.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? When you come and promote on this podcast, I will make sure to bring my sexy chocolate self with all my friends of different colors, and we're going to come and turn your joint up, okay? We're going to turn it up. Trail might be there. He might bring a team.
Yeah.
In the corner. Okay. Who's hiring?
Hiring. jobs, summer jobs and shit. I only got one this week.
It's fine.
But Doma Technologies in Virginia Beach is hiring for a claim support representative, starting off at 12:20 an hour. So they need a claim support representative. It's DOMA Technology LLC in Virginia Beach. So that's the job that I have for you. And then if I'm not mistaken, I think they're, those job fairs I told y'all last week, we're hiring again. Oh my God. Keep scrolling. Never mind. Yeah, there's some job fairs this week. I'll post them on the page. I'll post them on the page later on today or tomorrow. Word.
That's what's up. So that's what we have. And yeah, okay. So new segment, in which we were telling you guys about for probably about 2 weeks now. It's called the Artist Spotlight. So if you are a rapper, if you are a singer, if you are a artist that produce sounds, we have to hear you. Okay, then hit us up so we can feature you on this segment. We're going to play a little bit of your music, and depending on what's up, we can actually feature you for a short interview as well. So this week we have the Fury MCs, and they have a track called B.I.B. and that is off of I believe it's an album or EP or mixtape, but it's called Two Up Two Down, and you can actually find that mixtape on iTunes. I believe SoundCloud too, but I know for sure iTunes. Okay, again, B.I.B. by the Fury MCs. Check that out right now.
Well, bitch, I'm back. I'm a roll with it. Watch.
Ain't been no weapon, bitch. I'm back. And my skin so black on black. The youngest nigga out my set to lose it all and get it back. My daddy got us off that block. I want that house and that cul-de-sac. And I knew where I was going before I got to where I'm at. Ain't been no weapon, bitch. I'm back. And my skin so black on black. The youngest nigga out my set to lose it all and get it back. My daddy got us off that block. I want that house and that cul-de-sac. And I knew where I was going before I got to where I'm at. Ain't been no weapon, bitch. I'm back. Yeah. Ain't been no weapon, bitch. I'm back.
All right, so let us know what you think. Hit us up at Beauty and the Trill, at Beauty and the Trill on Twitter. Tell us what you think about that. All right, okay, moving on to the topic at hand. Mean Girls. Trill was like, I'm gonna let you take the lead on this one. But actually, it could be a whole lot of niggas right here that act like Mean Girls too. Like, if we gonna get, yeah, you know, filthy with it. So popularity, I think it's always been like something that's coveted, something that's so wanted, especially by young people, especially people in their 20s. They want to be popular. They'll do just about anything to get it. What have you seen out here for niggas to try to be, niggas or girls, to try to get on as far as popularity is concerned? Have you witnessed anything crazy?
Have I witnessed anything crazy?
Like, let me see. You probably heard stories. Like, I've heard or seen, you know, people trying to befriend, be fake friends with other people to be seen on their social media, or to be seen with them, or seen talking to them to try to, you know, be like, oh yeah, I'm cool too, I'm popular too, I'm trying to get.
Yeah, you do see a lot of, especially like, let's say like it's a girl and another girl, let's say the girl is doing something out here, let's say she's popping, let's say she's doing hair or whatever she's doing that's popping, and you'll see another girl out of nowhere, like they'll like be try to be friendly, like start commenting, she'll comment more on her stuff, and oh girl, we need the link and all the extra shit. So you already know, so a lot of times they just trying to be around you because they know that you in the clubs, you probably in the sections, and you a hot girl.
Niggas
is gravitating towards them, probably buying them drinks or whatever like that, and you trying to get on that wave. Mm-hmm. And I know, and I'm that's probably the most, I feel like that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Like a girl that's not really as, that doesn't really go out much, or but that wants to be out, will befriend just somebody that she knows is popping, and just so, oh girl, we should hang out, we need a link. Like, bitch, you don't even, like, you don't know her like that.
Who are you?
Like, why are you
right
all
why
of a
you
sudden
here?
You want to And I've definitely seen a lot of like women, like girls that I know that didn't really go out, like all of a sudden, like, bitch, you're on a club flyer. Like, what? Like, you wore a cornball. Like, I didn't want to take you anywhere myself. Oh. All of a sudden, you out here, like, doing God knows what. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, like, you, like, that wasn't, like, that's not your life.
Right. But, even like what do you, yeah, it was kind of mean. But I mean, it's Beauty and the Trill. Like, niggas should be used to it by now.
Oh,
but
shit.
Like, even if you are out here trying to host or whatever, like, what do you, like, I don't want to say that, but have some kind of something else. Like, okay, you're hosting because you are a media personality, or you're hosting because, I don't know, like, not just because you're butt naked on Instagram. Yeah.
And then, like, that shit gives these, a lot of these bitches, like, a false sense of, they start to think that they more than what they are.
Mm.
And then they start, niggas, you want niggas to be all this entitled towards you, like, nah, my nigga, like, you're trash, and just because you host, just because you do whatever, my nigga, you're still garbage. I don't give a fuck what you probably don't even get paid for that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you do, you're garbage.
Yeah, yikes. Yeah, okay. So, what do you think is the recipe for being popular out here? Like, we just know, like, popular people. Like, people are just out here, like, everybody knows them. For example, I hate to keep bringing her up, but she's, like, a good example for, like, almost everything we talk about.
Who?
But Aisha, I feel Aisha is pretty popular.
Yeah.
Like, she knows a lot of people. Devin is pretty popular, but that's because he does party promotions and things of that nature. Who else is pretty popular? I'm just like, they be out here. You know, those people, I don't want to just name drop too much.
Yeah.
But you know, just people that are 757 popular and not so much, that's just, it's just because they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What do you think is the recipe for that?
Just like being yourself.
Being your goddamn own self.
I would say we're fairly popular. We ain't pop, but I mean, you know, if I've never really been out and really seen nobody when we see people we don't know.
Yeah, so, I'm not popular, but I'll let you have it.
I think you're popular.
You think so?
I think so. Do you go anywhere and nobody knows, and you don't see nobody that you know?
Well, see, I don't think that's popularity. That's just I know certain people.
I don't know.
Yeah, you are popular. I think you're popular.
I mean, you know, like I said, just being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Having to, you know, just do you. Like, I guess a lot of people would gravitate towards me because I'm just crazy, ignorant, whatever you want to call it.
And being social.
Yeah, being social. Yeah,
being just, social.
Just do you. And I don't ride, like, I don't. Like, even though popular, I still don't be on certain, like, waves and shit. Like, I'm not a dick rider.
Right.
So
I think that's very important.
Yeah,
to be on your own thing.
Yeah.
Just because you're popular doesn't mean you always have to be on the scene. Yeah.
If you see me in a section, it's my section. I'm not tagging along with other niggas and shit. If you see me pop bottles, they're my bottles.
Mm.
I'm not on. If I pull up to somebody's function, I got my own shit. Probably with one of my homies and shit. I'm not just there, like, just trying to, like, leash off other people's shit.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm never a leech, but if you see me in the section, it's because somebody invited me there.
I mean, like, you're a female. That's
right.
A lot.
Oh, yeah,
that's
okay.
Different.
That's different. That is
I'm different. Talking about on the niggas.
I ain't think about that. I be.
You're from the nigga tip.
I be thinking, I don't know why.
I don't know. A female that pays for her. I mean,
right.
Should you? I mean,
I definitely want to do that this year, though. That's on a whole nother different
thing. That's probably on some out of town shit. I mean, locally. I mean, you know what you're trying to.
Yeah, who? Who is here?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, right,
you can,
exactly.
I mean, the niggas gonna do that, so you good.
Right. Why do you think people are so pressed to be popular, to be popping? Like, let's just break down the pros and the cons of being popping. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I guess the pros would be, like you said, like, you get the perks.
Yeah.
You know, people invite you out. You know, they want to be seen with you. Like, you, I don't know, being popping, I guess that is a power trip. Like, people say, like, famous people say that being famous is like a drug. It's addicting.
Yeah.
So I guess a step down from that is being popular, you know, that is addicting. Like, people know who you are. Like, your name holds weight and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, that kind of can lead to, like, niggas talking about you.
Right. You always negative.
Always in some drama, because not even always in some drama, but people probably always trying to, like, bring your name into some stuff
exactly.
That has nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
Because you out there. Or, I don't know. It's just, I don't like a whole lot of attention, which is, I do like attention.
Like, for a
but
female, like, niggas will say that they used to fuck with you and
right.
Shit, and they
didn't. And you know dang well, you never, like.
Yeah, only I used to talk to her, or
right,
like, my nigga,
didn't.
Nah.
And same thing for, like, a poppin' nigga.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, girl, he tried to talk to me.
Yeah, oh my God.
No.
He tried to, bitch, no, I did not.
No, I did not.
I said, hey.
I'm
not trying to talk to you.
I said, hey.
The fuck out of here.
Right. So, yeah, that could be a, and I just don't like, I just don't like being out all the time and like just, I don't know. I just don't like I like to be low. I'm low, but I'm not at the same time.
Pop out when you pop out and then be low when you low.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so social cliques, clicking up, being part of cliques. Do you think it's a lot of cliques around here?
Yeah, I probably would say so.
Yeah, and we have to get off this local tip, you know, because I'm sure we about to blow up. So cliques are everywhere. I mean, it's just to be in that in crowd. It's kind of like high school. Go back to Mean Girls. Like, that whole clique's name was the Plastics, and them hoes were pretty plastic. Like, they were fake. Like, these cliques can be fake or whatever. I think, and it's the same for dudes too. I think dudes have like popularity cliques.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like me myself, I feel like I hang with the same. You know, I feel like I hang with the same people. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I don't jump from clique to clique to clique. You can't. That's only.
Right.
I don't really rock like that.
And you know, cliques can be beneficial. You know,
they can.
Like
they can.
The same group of friends, you can depend on them. Dependable is a good one. Like, I have like a quote unquote clique, but they're like my group of friends. Like, they're actually my friends. So I can depend on them to travel. We be out. I can depend on them to make moves with me. I can depend on them to be the life of the party with me. Like, I'm not gonna be. You know what I mean? You're friends. But some people just be with cliques because it looks good. You know what I mean? Like, y'all niggas really don't hang out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all just linking up just to for Snapchat. Snapchat clicks.
And you know what? Speaking of social media, it be Twitter clicks whole time. Like, they don't even hang out in person. They just be clicking up on Twitter. I know you witnessed that.
Yeah. That shit funny.
Doing a lot. Doing the most on the timeline. Like, do y'all really know each other?
No.
I love you. Sis. Yes, queen. Sis, you're slaying.
I hear that a lot. Like, do these bitches know each other?
Right. Like, I love you so much. Let's have a threesome. Let's be gay. I mean, I don't know. It's just be a whole lot going on timeline for people that don't know each other, but I mind my business or whatever. Like, of course, I would give credit where credit is due. Like, girl, you slayed that picture.
I'm sure we probably in the scene the same shit. So we might be talking about something the same people don't even know it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Pretty much. I'm pretty sure because we have, like, mutual followers.
Yeah.
So yeah. people really want to be a part of a clique. So, one thing I've noticed. It's like a couple groups of dudes that I know that are pretty popular within the city. And they have a lot more male groupies than they have female groupies.
Ooh.
And I don't know about that. I don't know. I just think these dudes try to get on because they know that clique is popping.
Yeah.
You know, they out here. I'm not trying to say too much, you know, but
give it away. Hey, those guys. Hey, yeah. Whatever, fuck it. Call it, we see it.
You talking about them niggas?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a whole lot of male groupies. Like, the groupies just do a whole lot. They try to be with them, try to take pictures with them, put it on their Instagram. You know, just like, I don't know. Just relax yourself, okay? Yeah. Cliques are not always, they're not always that. Some people really just travel alone, and they be seen alone, and I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. The hype. So I keep saying it because it's just so many different definitions, if you will. So when one of the definitions I think of, and tell me if you think of the same definition, is when you see a girl and she's out and she's actually dressed up, not dressed down. Okay. Not talking about when you catch me on a bad day, I'm just making a mall run. Like, when I actually get dressed up and I go out or whatever, and then you see, like, a dude will see her and they'll be like, oh, she the hype. She not even all that. Like she is on the internet or whatever.
It's a lot of bitches like that.
A lot of bitches like that. That's what you call the hype.
Cause I've seen, like, it's been some drunks that I've been with. Then I see my Instagram and I'm like, she don't look like that when I'm with her. So I don't know. But there's a lot of bitches like that. And there are some ones that look good all the time. So there's some bitches that's the hype, and then there's some that's, they're like that.
Right. I think having the hype around, people have the hype around like a product or a service or a movement or whatever. That can be the hype too. And the hype sells stuff.
The
hype in something can be really beneficial. It sold tickets for Kiara Seeker. I'm not going to lie. Like, the hype was there.
True.
And then the hype stayed there.
Hype is good.
Yeah, hype is good. Hype can be good. But if you don't live up to the hype, then it can be really, really bad.
Very, very true.
Some niggas be hyping themselves up for the popularity, for the poppingness or what have you. Hyping themselves up on social media, like the Bow Wow Challenge. You know you're not about that life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Posting your Balenciagas. Your Gucci belt.
And like, niggas is like that, cause like, like, especially like a lot of niggas like with kids and shit, and you be fucking with it, and they be like, yo, this nigga, like, he like that, but this nigga hasn't bought my son shoes in months. And it's a lot of niggas who are the hype, but the joint they fucking with, the joint they used to fuck with, the baby mama will tell you a whole different story. And I see that shit
all the time.
A lot.
Whole time they on Instagram doing the most, like posting their stuff. Like, just be low. I don't know. Don't hype yourself up. Let other people hype you.
Yeah, other people hype you.
Let other people hype you. I think that is.
And if you're going to hype yourself, just make sure all your shit is in order. Because somebody's gonna tell that story.
Somebody's gonna expose you. Like, just make sure you're unexposable. Yeah. Make sure whoever's hyping you, that's up to them. Like, you don't neither confirm or deny. Just be like, you know, I just be out here. Exactly. You know, I do what I can. You know what I mean? I try my hardest not to really. If I'm hyping something, I'm gonna back it up. Like, right. my events and stuff. But other than that, I don't be hyping like, I'm the baddest bitch ever. You will say that I like to get my booty ate and niggas eat my booty. Well, back before I was in a relationship, I would say, you know, I would say stuff like that. Like, and I don't even think that's hype. Like, I speak the truth. That's one thing about Kilo. That's kind of getting off the topic. And that's kind of like
a key. One thing we will hype though is this motherfucking show though. This shit.
We will hype the show. Absolutely.
This shit might be one of the hottest. It might be the hottest.
I think we got something on our hands.
We do.
Big facts. We have to really get out here. We've been saying that. We still have to have our meeting.
we can do it next.
Yeah, because we about to be done. So yeah, man, the hype. Just be true. Okay, just be
relax.
True and authentic and relax.
Relax.
Everything will do the speaking for you.
Exactly.
I've always said that. What it was a tweet one time, and I had to retweet it. Like, this girl was like, from pussy to products and services, your legitness, your authenticity will speak for itself. You don't have to say that you about to drown this boy.
And then I don't even want it no more after that.
And you get in there and then you like in the kiddie
pool.
Don't
talk about your pussy to me. I don't want to hear about it.
Just don't. You know what I mean? I wonder if Nicki Minaj's pussy is bomb, because she's always.
She does.
Always. Well, I'm just getting all the FaceTime calls today. Oh, missed call. Okay. Drea was FaceTiming me. Hey, Drea. Okay, so. Mean girls. Don't be a mean girl. Girl. Don't be a mean girl, guy.
Yeah, just relax, y'all.
Just relax.
Everybody cool out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. We do have a BNT letter.
What's up?
It's a lot. Here we go. Dear Beauty and the Trail, I've been with my man for a couple years now. We've had our ups and downs, but for the most part, we're straight. He's been without a car for about a year now, and it's driving me crazy. I feel like it's not a priority of his to get one because he's always catching rides to the club with his friends, catching rides to work with me, which is inconveniencing, and he's really not putting money to the side to save up for one. He doesn't even offer to fill my gas tank up. I have to ask. When I do, it's not a problem, but I shouldn't have to ask in the first place, I feel like. And on top of that, when he borrows my car and I ask for it back to handle my own business, he catches a whole attitude with me. I'm Mickey, ready to leave him. WTF should I do? Help me.
You got to frown first.
You got to frown first?
Fry him.
Oh, fry him.
Sometimes people need to be fried. She got to sit him down. She got to frown.
Okay, give me some examples of how she should frown. Yo, god dang
on. Yeah, like my nigga, like what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is not working. And just let him know. Frown, let him know his behavior needs to be corrected or else. And she needs to put a, I don't know, maybe give him like a date to get a new whip. Give him 30 days.
Dang.
Give him 60 maybe. Because, you know, 30 days goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
I give you 60 days. Get a new whip. I'm going to need gas in my whip. I'm going to need, next time you get an attitude, I promise, smacking the list, anything that I detect is an attitude, my nigga, you will not get the whip no more.
Treat him like a child. So
obviously, she hasn't, you know, told him about, I feel like that's the first thing you need to do before you make drastic moves. You need to let the person know that you don't like what they're doing. Give them an opportunity to change it. So she need to frown, sit him down, you know, hey, next time you get attitude, no, I'm going to need gas in my shit and all of that. And what she said, late picking him up?
Mm-mm.
Did she say that?
She was just like, she when.
Yeah. Okay. So when she needs a car, no problem.
Yeah.
So all of that in 60 days to get a new whip.
Okay. I mean, and I'm sure if this is a female, and I was about to say a black female, but any female really, like, if, like, I'm sure she hasn't been without an attitude about this. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah. He,
what
know.
He can detect. Like, if he, like, babe. But, you
know, niggas don't be caring sometimes.
They don't.
If you don't say nothing to a nigga, he just gonna keep doing it.
Right. He gonna ignore you.
Yeah. He gonna ignore you. Yeah.
So yeah, be like Trill. Like Trill said, sit that nigga down.
Fry him up.
Fry him up.
Because what, like, are you gonna do?
First of all, nigga,
what, you gonna leave? Where you gonna go?
Right.
You don't have a car.
And I suggest that you fry him right when he catch that attitude. Don't let it.
Oh yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Let it go. Let it go right there. Be like, babe, I need the keys to my car. I gotta go run to the mall about something. Dang, man, I was gonna go hit. No, my nigga, I know. Are you getting an attitude?
Yeah, right there.
No, nah, my nigga, because first of all, and they get the clapping, yeah, and they do your head, like, you know, first of all, your gat dang on.
Yeah.
Right. So, fry him up, and then, girl, you know, I agree with everything Trill said. And if he doesn't follow through.
Yeah.
Do you think this is really enough to leave him?
I mean, like, this is her. Mm-hmm. So, I can't really say. I mean, maybe.
Would you look at a shorty sideways if she was still with a nigga that didn't have a car and was doing all this? You don't really care.
Nah.
Because you be minding your business.
Yeah. But I feel like if you feel like this is grounds to leave, bye.
Right.
My advice is always do what you feel.
Do so what you feel.
If you feel like that's something, because, you know, everybody got their different things that they that's really don't true. Like. This might just be something that's just killing her.
Right.
Another shorty might not really care. She might be cool with the whole whip situation.
Absolutely.
But this is something that might be really eating at her. So, yeah.
I mean, if you're over the age of 21 at this point.
And actually, though, shit like this, if you're looking at a mate and a partner, shit like this is like a sign of things to come. Like, what if you married absolutely. And shit like this going on? Then you're fucking stuck.
That's good.
So when the niggas be showing you bum nigga tendencies early on a relationship, get you gotta let them go, because then you're gonna be married with them and shit is gonna be. Y'all gonna have kids and shit involved and shit is gonna be 100. You're gonna like detest that nigga and you ain't gonna be do nothing then because you're gonna be married and pretty much stuck, you know, unless you get a divorce and all the extra shit down the line. But yeah.
Right. You're so smart, Trill. So you can have your moments. You can have your moments. I agree. Everything that Trill said. Especially if you're 25, 24 plus. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of dating with purpose there. I mean, yeah. If I'm just going to have fun with you, then I wouldn't be in a relationship with you. I just, you know, play.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Good job, Trill. Listen to Trill, girl.
Yeah.
Hit Trill up. He has a whip. If you find.
I do.
Send
I
us
do.
A picture, and I'll put you on, girlfriend.
Word. Got you.
Can you be put on?
I mean, you know, I'm picky as hell.
Can't, so. But can you be put on? Are you still off the market?
Oh,
on the market?
Good question. Find out next week on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
I'm not messing with Trill. All right, that has been another episode of God Dang on Beauty and the Trill.
Yeah, we out of here, y'all.